Danielle's, St. Helena, California, January 25th, 1907. Elder Danielle's. Dear Brother Danielle's, as many as three times of late I have begun a letter to you, but before it was finished, the rush of other business has come in, and your letter has been laid aside. I have no words of discouragement to write, but I would encourage you that at this time we should be very earnest in seeking the Lord. We must have no strange gods among us. We are engaged in a sacred work, and if we make our petitions to God daily, as did the prophet Daniel, we shall receive the assurance and power that were given to Daniel. Angels of God communicated to the prophet strength and wisdom. When, because of his faithfulness, he was cast into the den of lions, these heavenly messengers exercised a restraining influence over the ferocious beasts. We greatly need the power of God. If we humble ourselves under his mighty hand, we shall realize the presence of the Lord of hosts. We need less of human devising and much more of the divine counsel. In the name of the Lord, we are to come to him as his little children. Ask, and ye shall receive, he says. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. Matthew 7, verse 7. May we not cultivate the art of taking God at his word? Faith, living, active faith will do wonderful things. In the Epistle of Jude, the works of evildoers are portrayed, just as they are manifested in this period of earth's history. We must make the Lord our helper. He will be our sufficiency, and will give us success if we will trust in him. After pointing out the character of the ungodly men and the mockers who shall be in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lusts, the subject changes, and words of encouragement are spoken to God's faithful people. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And of some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Verses 18, 20 to 25. From the representations that are given to me, I see that we are not, as a people, reaching the high standard that will give us the increase of faith and confidence, and the cheerful assurance that it is our privilege to possess. Let our brethren who are bearing responsibilities in the Lord's work meet together for seasons of seeking the Lord. Let them rejoice together in the Lord who hears the prayers of his people. We are to talk faith, walk by faith, and live by faith. This is our duty and our great privilege. Let us pray without ceasing for a free anointing for the great and sacred work of God. It is time for the church to heed the call. Arise and shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Brother Danielle's, I have a request to make of you, that from the gifts and offerings that are received from our people, you shall appropriate to the Madison School a liberal portion. This should have been done long ago. We should help Brethren Sutherland and Megan and their associates who have worked beyond their strength, under great disadvantages. Will you not seek to understand the situation and to see that justice and mercy are not forgotten in the distribution of funds? The brethren in Madison are laborers together with God, and he is not pleased that so little has been done in their behalf by some of their brethren. I do not wish the brethren at Madison to know that I have written to you in their behalf. When you give them the portion of means that should go to them, let it go as a token of your own wisdom and discernment. In the past, Brethren Sutherland and Megan have made mistakes. They were united with Dr. Kellogg, but when the testimonies came to them in Washington, urging them to break loose from the influences at Battle Creek, they heeded the warnings. They made hearty confessions at that time, and tried their best to rectify their mistakes. As I have often pointed out, the South is one of the most needy fields in the world, and the outlook there has often seemed discouraging. In words and in works, we should all manifest a desired interest in encouraging our brethren who are laboring in that difficult field. Whatever you can do to help them in their necessities will meet the approval of God.